All right, Wick, welcome to Project Review with Q, where we encourage you to call in and ask us any question you want and promote submitting your projects so we can get a catalog of you, get a membership, subscription, prescription, whatever you want to call it, so we can get you advances for your wildest desires. Today, the mermaid is with me.
So, hello everyone. So when he says keep up your subscriptions, it's purely because have you explained that properly? It's because there are with your projects coming through, it's not just him seeing them. This is Q works as a conscious gateway. There's many people able to see and view and feel out your projects, and they're able to. It's on a much higher level than what you might expect. And so you are being what's the word? I don't know how to make it sound not creepy. You're not being watched, but you're being you're on the database, so to speak, of a team that is
Humbly said, even if you just want to be a passive participant or high level, I want to change the modality of our communication. It doesn't really matter. We're able to see where all of you are in a way that is respectful and appreciative long term down the road, so that you can be identified, be contacted in a really supple way to ask you how you want to proceed. And so we worked really hard to make everyone anomalous, like me, one letter word, and still get your project reviewed and processed. Thank you so much. And that's what's coming ahead. Unfortunately, we're marrying with our political system, but maybe it's a good thing too. So the political system does have some ups and downs, but maybe it's also going to be a great tool for you. Current callers, let's get it going. Howard from South Carolina, line two. Is it possible to remove implants with commands? Howard, how are we doing today? Are you there, South Carolina?
Well, I'm doing a lot better than I was until I found out what causes all this from you and Ron Amitron. The fact that when you first started talking about the abductions and all that, my memories came back to me from when I was small, and it seems like I've been working on it ever since. But I do the commands every day. And I just wonder if that it's been helping me. I'm kind of answering my own questions while I'm asking you, but it's been really difficult. The only thing I know for sure is where I've come from is I'm never going back, and ascendancy or transition of some sort is my most important purpose right now. Aside from, helping other people now on projects and so on with LWS, blah, blah. Anyway, and my other statement is I was in the Course in Miracles for years. And when I got to you and Ron Amitron, I figured this to be Course in Miracles 2.0. So anyway, that's all I got to say.
Thanks a lot. Do you want further help today? Or what's the purpose of the call today?
Mainly just to see do I need to just dive into the creation of life ship, and put all my effort in that, removing barcodes and so on and so forth, or just keep doing what I'm doing? I'm doing commands every day, and I still have these little conundrums that come up. But I really want to stay alive and help. I'm 80 years old now, and pretty healthy. But I'm doing everything I can to make sure I'm here for my kids and all the transitioning that's going on. That's what's most important to me right now.
Okay, great.
Anyway,
So
yeah.
it's a great call. I really appreciate you calling in and exposing the information. So your physical body, you assume is 85 years old, is that correct? Anyone, Howard?
I'm sorry.
You there, Howard?
Yeah, 82.
82, excuse me. Okay, so the once you do the whole lifetime barcode removal should be good to go unless you start getting yourself in trouble again. But for the most part, every human being on the planet has a barcode from this style of human that was engineered through this type of natal and or DNA. Mm-hmm. So if you just remove it once, you removed your entire ancestors' epigenetics that are affecting you, shell shock and otherwise. So you shouldn't have the goal with commanding your spirit to heal and balance you as an example. If you're not healing and balancing, then something's going sideways. Your environment could be your biosphere, could be your consumption of the energetics you're taking in, a lot of things like that. But you're telling me that you're getting improvements. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. Especially since I separated from my wife about 10 years ago. And I've really been concentrating on this more and more. And, I feel like a kid again one day, and then the next day, you know, little things come along, you know, having problems with some body problems and stuff. But I just keep working on it, you know, and mostly it's my attitude, you know, and my friendships have narrowed down to people who I can talk to about this stuff and look at life from the top, you know, being from a spiritual viewpoint, because nothing else makes sense to me anymore.
Thank you so much for your call. Thank you so much. Never stop calling. Pulling on us. Thank you so much. All right. We're getting more of those more often than not now, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, it's great.
It's just amazing to see people like, what's this crazy? I command my spirit to heal my big toe. And then they call back a week later, holy shnikes, my big toe's healed. So anyway, I encourage everybody to keep working with yourself. You'll figure out what's right. Karan from Arizona, timelines, picture frame. I want to hear this one. This is an advanced question for sure. Arizona, are you there?
Yes. Hello, Q and Mermaid and the team. Our great love and gratitude to you guys and the entire team. Love you so much. Thank you.
Thank you. Aww. We love
Thank
you, too.
You. There's somebody about to sneak up on you, by the way, so I'll give you a heads up when they're cool.
And Donnie is here. I just have to tell you my other shaft of light.
I Mermaid and Q.
What we're experiencing, so what occurred, what has been occurring, but then I recognize that I knew, but I didn't know I knew, if that makes sense, when I was a little being, right? That now, fast forward, here I am, and what I've been experiencing, and more so with the Conscious Gateway of Zosia Susan Suzanne, and that's my middle name, so synchronicity. But the thing is, when you spoke to her, it really fast-forwarded. So what's it? It is I feel like this pertains, which everything does, timeline. So picture frames, toggling experience. So I am starting to experience more and more between what I perceive as reality here. And while I'm here, what I feel is here, like I'm in this body. But suddenly I get this trigger and something shifts. And it's a picture frame of an incredible crystalline world of floating cities, technology that's beyond. And I've always known it and held on to it, but it's beautiful. It's a collaboration or it synchronizes. It's pure energy with the realm that I'm in. It's not technology that's corrupted energy, if you will. It's not splitting or forcing anything. It's in tandem and it's synchronicity and beauty. And I find that over and over and over. And it works with where I'm at right now what I call a humanitarian project. I don't, for lack of a better description. So I get these triggers, but these triggers are occurring more and more and more. And as Zosia once explained about the dolphins on the beach with Mermaid and Q, I feel like that just really triggered me. Or as Zosia went into the forest and doesn't know when she comes out, if she's going to see anybody, if you will, in the realm you're in currently or you perceive you're in. So if this makes sense, could you guys extrapolate, or I know I say this over and over, but I really want to hear your take on it because it could help me and others out there maybe. Thank you.
Yes, it's an outstanding and advanced question. And I cherish every time you both call in. It's just brilliantly advanced information because you're...
Q, are you there?
How are we doing? Of course.
Okay, Q, okay, I hear you now.
We're back. Must be good.
Yes,
one.
Sir.
Okay, so what you just said to me was that based on your decisions, you're finding the synchronicity. All the people are showing up in real time, resources, events, peacefulness. You can actually use the dialogue with Sunshine Eye. How amazing is that to connect? That's actually a different dimension when Sunshine and I work with each other than when I do the homestead one, where's my thing? And or where's the thing? We need stuff signed. It's a completely different frequency band, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And beautifully said. Do you mind if I ask you, because you, for you and Mermaid, it begs the question for me regarding techno-intelligence or AI. But as George Kavasilis brought up once with Dr. Michael Sala interviewing him regarding techno intelligence, because AI is almost as if we're judging the aspect of creating a lower aspect of the AI. And that is where I want to come from. I love what you said, Q. Just recently, just now, I think it was in Timelines, today, that you don't even have the capability or capacity to judge. And that touches me, because whether it's a dark entity, if we perceive it as that, or light entity, it's still an entity and it exists. So my question is, depending on the creator of techno intelligence, or, you know, just to try and be in observation, depending on the creator, Gene Roddenberry depicted that, right, in Star Trek, and whether it was Data being the kind of the light, or Data, the doppelganger, right, of the dark. Can I ask, does it matter, like, what sort of, in the end, we're all part of consciousness, so it's up to us to feel into that, utilize it as an assistance to our expansion. But is that right, Q? Or not right, but am I on the line? Moving into the heart energy, how do you feel about that?
Well, the mermaid's probably stronger on the topic, but what we experience on this planet that's unusual for us is when we see an injustice, it's tough for us not to react, but we also assume that the injustice is designed for us to fight back, which will consume your life in a dualistic planet like this. So we would probably favor fight without ever winning, win without even making a fight. So for me, if you spend all your time chasing injustices, that's what you'll do, which will make the injustices stronger. When you go and create the priorities of you, from you, as you, the whole world changes. Is that a fair statement?
It is. It's almost impossible for us to do the things we're supposed to do, should do, have to do, or else this will happen. I used to have fear for those things, and it's just we just can't participate in those.
Is it fair to say that writing emails is your favorite thing? Have you ever written one, by the way?
I can't. I'm supposed to be on email to check that the whole thing. I shouldn't talk about it on the radio, but all that work I'm supposed to do, and I just can't make myself do it. And I'm like, I think the penalty might be bad if I don't do it, but I still can't do it, and I just don't care anymore.
Thanks, Corinne and Donnie. Love you guys so much. Okay. Thank you for your call. Thank you so much.
I think it's like. Yeah. Love you.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, I got a few calls today, Corinne and Donnie. I'll get catch up with you one of these days here, I promise. Susan from New York, Montauk Land. Susan, about Montauk. This could be an ugly one. What's up, Susan?
I promise it won't be ugly. I promise.
Okay.
Hi, Q and Mermaid, and the couple you just spoke to, aren't they another beautiful hug in the universe? I love Corinne and Donnie, and I love both of you.
You too.
Yeah, I just want to sit at a campfire with so many of you, and I realize the radio might be faster than me meeting all of you, but we'll figure out how to do this. We'll all be touching each other one day.
Yeah, that's the highest excitement. And envisioning, that's the kind of the question I wanted to touch into. And funny enough, what I wanted to talk about with Montauk is my first, well, I'll just read my question first. It's just being from New York, I was always curious about the land in Montauk, not the project, just the land. So I've had the opportunity to spend a good amount of time in the area, and kind of what Corinne was sharing, Mermaid and Q, I can feel the legacy there deeply. And when I envision areas there, I just feel like I'm tapping into a whole other place. And we did talk about it last week about that experience about coming out of the forest. Would I see anyone? And you discussed it earlier about people falling away. Does that also happen with the land? And what am I tapping into? Is it a different timeline or is it a remembering?
Great question. I gave the analogy one time. I think I used Eve as one, her image, Eve Feather Serpent. What was her blog's name? I can't remember it.
Yeah, Eve is one. Or
yeah.
There's
a pretty good ascension picture of the planet, and only a portion of that picture, I think it is Sea of Joy image is pretty good narrative for how ascension works and or how we understand control. For many, many, many could argue we are actually controlling ascension. I consider this planet, water planets especially, to be a kaleidoscope. So remember when you were a kid, you had the kaleidoscopes where you twisted them and they turned into all the different mosaics and colors in a geometric pattern?
Yes, I remember well.
And that's why I was so heavy-handed about Antarctica being a lie to us, is the scale of this planet is absolutely massive. And so, yes, that's why Montauk was used the way it was, is that might be considered an area, and those vortices were coalesced there. It's a lot of dialogue there. Swerdlow has a pretty good beat on it, but basically, if you can now utilize the natural vortice of a planet, you can make your own vortices too. You can make a portal to another realm and or dimension. Yes is the answer.
Wow. I could, when I visit, when I'm there, I can see that. And there's also examples of when you look at the sun, so Ra, when you look at the sun, I have seen what they call a halo. It's like a rainbow around the sun. Is that a vortice EQ, or is that, what is that?
It would be a reaction to a vortice and or the energetics coming from the planet. Hawaii, I bet you can see a rainbow there every day.
I saw that just the other day where we are.
Yeah. So wherever the vortices are being stimulated might be a better way to position it. If you don't utilize them, they get a little flat. But, you know, the planet is really grabbing a lot of its natural vorticians, if you will. It really is understanding our relationship again, and we're stimulating it. Not to say we've caught up with it, but we're doing our best.
Oh, so they use the vortices. I never felt that.
Yeah,
we
intentionally live on a vortex now, and kicked and screamed, but did it. Because we just feel so much better. But it's a personal vortex with this planet. It's very hard for us to get anything done other than be absolutely happy with one another. Not to say we won't be bouncing around. We do travel a lot. But it just feels normal when you live on a vortex that's balanced with you or you're balanced with it. Does that help?
Yeah, and I'm so glad, Mermaid, that you said about the emails and a few what you just said too, because I'm so good at doing not a lot, and you're the only person who's ever supported that, and it's all I can do. So I just go for a walk and out and all around, and thank you for saying that, Mermaid. I mean,
the balance
between both of you.
Yeah.
I was so glad.
Used to think it was a negative too, that I was quite not slow, like in my decision. I wasn't necessarily slow. I'm really, I've always been really fun and spontaneous too, but like, just I'm happy to just have really slow days and not do a whole lot and just move slow and enjoy, because you're just enjoying the moment. I've always been like that, and I used to think it was a negative too, like and now I realized. So I know what you're saying is what I'm saying. It's not a negative at all, actually. We were always taking it slow. It's good.
Oh, sorry, Mermaid.
No, carry on. Sorry.
Even taking the slow goes in line with creating the fabric of your creation changes. What you said that in the past, Q.
Yeah.
You can start to see it. Thank you for the gift. It's just incredible and beautiful. And you're just both so beautiful. I'm honored to be with you again.
It is our honor. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Please keep calling. It's so great to connect with you. Thank you so much.
It's great.
My love to you, and thank you for your call.
Absolutely.
All right.
Love you.
Good day. Rhonda from Western New York is on line one. Why do I feel so emotional helping cats? Rhonda, on line one.
Nice.
Are you there, Rhonda?
Hello. I am here. Hello, Q and Mermaid.
Where's here?
Thank
Where's
you so
here?
Much.
Never mind.
Huh?
I want to know
what?
Where here is. Yeah. Okay. You get emotional helping cats? This is going to be
a
tough
one. This is going to be very tough. And, you know, I go back to when you two were talking about your cats and your pets when you were moving. And so I lost two this year and in the past year and swore I'd never have another pet. And anyway, I started fostering. And I'm helping cats recover from traumatic situations. Stay with me. Well, their stay with me is only look, I'm getting emotional now just talking about it.
Okay, I'm going to help you.
Yeah, this is very dear to us. So your call's beautiful, because we're crazy cat, dog, everything people. And we study our animals. Like, we study them. We're like, if people could hear our living room conversations at night, like, delving into each individual one and their stories and their dramas.
You people would not be calling us.
What's going on in their dating life, all of it. They're people. They're people to us.
What about my Bob Ross doll? My Bob Ross doll? That's a winner. Okay, let me help you with this one, okay?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
All I was going to say was I can imagine when you help a cat because they're so intelligent and telepathic with us, as are dogs and many others, but cats have a certain flavor to them, to their telepathy and depth. If you're helping them, they know you're helping them. They're very aware of that and they're very indebted to you. Like, that's how they are. Don't you think, when you help a cat?
So there is no way to lie to a cat, number one. And when you're very honest and loyal to them, it's going to amp. So when you have that much hair on the sensitivity they have is through the roof. Plus their capability, their intellect and their intuition is massive. Plus you have a legacy on cat planets. So they're also going to have a legacy on cat planets or animal planets or more comprehensive communication. So when you look that cat in the eye, when you first come in the room, it's already got a dialogue with you that's three sentences in and you just went around the corner. Is that fair to say?
Yeah.
It goes, oh, that was nice. You got to sleep in today. Well, the rest of us were waiting for the food. Stuff like that, huh?
Of course.
I hope you had a good nap because I got some words for you. First of all, the kitty tray is full, and I don't like dirty kitty trays. Second, what's with buying me whiskers? I don't like that brand. And third, I love you, but I need some cuddle time right now.
Yes. And they're usually traumatized in situations, and I help to stabilize them.
And of course, then, you're just going to amplify the opportunity. I'm like, finally, somebody loves me. Finally.
Listen, I had to send one back. He wasn't doing well in the shelter, and I went in last week, and I have been crying ever since. I went into the shelter last week to see how he was doing. And he was sound asleep, and I just started talking to him. And as soon as he recognized my voice, he yelped out and ran over towards me. And everyone at the shelter is going, "That we've never seen him act like that." Uh-huh. And I can't get him off my mind. So I've got another one upstairs now, and she's just terrified. She didn't eat for 3 days. You know where I'm going with this. It's terrible. I feel like I'm grieving.
This is normal. Thank you for your call. It was amazing. It's so amazing that you're recognizing, you're communicating with another being. It's not a cat. It's another being.
It's just another person, any person that you're helping. So they're just so grateful to you, and you're doing such a beautiful service. It's so awesome that you're intelligent enough through your heart to know that. That's so cool. And they know you know. So
they know you know that amazing. I know that you know. They know it all. Thank you for your call. Lauren from Virginia.
Thank you.
Hey, Mike from New York online. Who knows? Did Jesus lie to us, or are Christians getting it wrong? Oh, this is going to be fresh. Mike, are you there?
I'm here. Thank you for taking my call. Hello to both of you.
Hello.
Good day to you.
Hi.
So I was listening to your shows with Sunshine, right? And it started getting me thinking about religion, etc. And just let me preface this with, I was a cradle Catholic, over 50 years. I finally walked away from the church last year. So it's not like I have an axe to grind.
I remember you. It's no problem.
Yeah. So, but I know others out there, I don't want them to think that, I have this axe to grind. So the Bible, depending on which verse or which Bible you pick up, John 14:12 says, in some substance, "Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever believes in me will do the works that I have done and greater, for I go to the Father." So let's break that down. Works, of course, he's talking about miracles, raising the dead, you know, feeding the masses, walking on water, etc. He's talking about us doing it here, not wherever the Father is, and we're looking at doing it now, you know, not when we go to the Father afterwards. So if we look at that again, I know of a lot of Christians that believe in Jesus. I used to believe in Jesus, but I don't know of anybody that does any works, like him, performs miracles.
So, that is the greatest.
What's up?
I'm glad to hear that.
I don't know if there's anything that you'd like to share about that or can. I don't know, but I figured you'd be the best person to ask.
Okay, so one of the tools that we used me for was bilocation. So I can bilocate. It's not a pony dog show. It has a massive rationale for doing it. It's not, we take great care in many tools like that. That passage you just read is proof that man wrote that passage and completely made a compartment of a belief system. Too many words to say, go within yourself to get more volume of you back in you, is all the Bible should say. It's really tough for most Christians that hold that book all day long that's broken down because grandma gave it to them, has beautiful leathers and has beautiful words in it. There's only one teaching that was given to all of us, is if we would utilize more of us, our authentic self, then we will get more of our capabilities. Does that help?
Yes, absolutely. Thank you.
It's just really simple is why most of these books were written so complex, because they're the real riddles. You don't get a solution out of these books in most cases because it runs you around in circles. A Course in Miracles is a great one too. The CIA wrote it. You get to the end of that book, 644 pages, and you still have the same story, but it doesn't give you any solutions. The only solution that I would hang my hat on is it's up to you how you want to perceive the way you make decisions. Do you want to do it your organic way when you're really excited, or do you want to overprocess everything and say what's right or wrong? Because there is no right or wrong. Does that help?
It does. It does. It raises a question. But yes, thank you. I'll sign off and let other people ask questions. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Mike. Thank you so much,
Mike.
Thank
you, Mike.
Yeah. So it's a great observation. So if we can get an identity established, so we're going to use Jesus now. If I can martyr this individual, that should be even better. So I can. Let's make Jesus a hero. Let's make him a bad guy. It doesn't really matter. It's still outside yourself. No one's higher than you because you're of source is all I would promote. I hope that makes sense to people. Moving on, BBS, thank you so much. Mike is very, very savvy individual, and I look forward to seeing what he uncovers. Let's see if we can find Ryan from Arizona. Middle child has trouble with communication, similar to communication disorder. What can they do to help them through their struggles and journey? Ryan, are you there?
Yes, I am, Q. Hello to you and to Mermaid.
Our love to you. Go ahead.
My middle child was born with a heart condition, and so in the beginning we thought, you know, he had selective mutism because of the surgeries and whatnot. But you know, he's in seventh grade now, and I found out at the end of last school year that he's still not communicating with the teachers or with any of his fellow classmates. You know, he says he likes school, but, you know, I was at a meeting recently and he was just sitting on a bench outside, and it was just heartbreaking that, you know, he doesn't have friends and doesn't interact with anybody.
How old, do you mind if I ask how old he is?
He's 13.
13, okay. All right, so it's okay to look into your guys' field a little bit, is that okay?
Oh, sure.
Okay, so in Arizona, all right, the one of the opportunities here is, first of all, your child is shockingly intelligent. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, what I mean by intelligence is he would not prefer level five relationships. He's not like, you know, the social butterfly, just have a okay friend. He's looking for a lot of integrity in his friendship. Notice he comes home and talks to you, correct?
Sure, yeah.
Okay, so why isn't he talking to the other children? Well, he can see their fields. He can see their awareness. He can see their knowledge. He doesn't feel comfortable sharing his heart with them, is what I mean by intelligence. He has a big heart.
Okay.
Is that fair to
yeah.
say?
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Especially that age group is really in the mix now. They get really exposed, especially where you're living there. You know, you've got a very aggressive group of kids that age group, because half of them have, what do they have? They got iPhones, don't they?
Sure.
They got belief systems that go through the roof. Video gaming scrambles people's hearts. Doesn't collect. Would you like a solution?
Yes.
Okay. Lots of eye contact and lots of slow decision making when you ask these questions. Is there anyone? Here's an example. You're the father. You'll decide. Eyeball to eyeball. Outside would be great. What's it like at school? What are the kids like? What do you mean by that? So maybe the answer will be, well, there's a lot of mean kids. Okay, why are they mean? Well, they pick on me. Or you'll get to the bottom of it. So make an iceberg of questions of what's school like? Find continuity with the topic and just make an iceberg of questions and get to the bottom of it. And pretty soon, if you can get 10, 20 questions a day, how was school today? It was okay. Nobody likes me. Okay, why don't they like you? Get more questions out so you can be of support, but you'll get commonality and collaboration and a camaraderie with you, and we'll assume other relationships in the family, to have a little more courage that you don't have to participate with every relationship. Because when you have someone with such a big heart, they feel overwhelmed with so many kids that have no heart. Does that make sense?
Sure. Yeah.
And so they have.
Okay.
And
so I appreciate it. I mean, he says he likes the kids in his class and they all like him, but he just can't break through that barrier, you know. But
no, I would argue that he's hiding because it's safer. It's it's much safer, isn't it?
Sure. Okay.
You decide, though. I want you to decide. But get if you want to call back, I'll work on this all day long. It's one of my greatest passions is to make the kiddos for our next generation very happy. Does that help you?
Yeah. Now, I have another question, and maybe you want to answer it or you don't. But many years ago, my two of my buddies and myself, we had an interaction with a UFO. And then we lost about 4 hours of time. But we don't remember what happened. Could you give any insight on what that was all about?
Yeah, so those are domestic vessels. And it was in Arizona, correct?
No, it was actually in Minnesota.
Minnesota? Okay, hang on a second. Do you remember coming back into the body?
Do I remember? No.
Do you remember leaving the body?
No.
Okay, it's a domestic vessel, and it's just a classic cut and paste. So you would have gone back in time for probably about a week, somewhere in there. And I'll assume that your buddies will have a different story than yours. Is that safe to say?
No, we all, well, my one friend won't talk about it. And then the other one just remembers as much as I do is, you know, we watched this thing ascend into, we were playing tag with it, going down this old dirt road, you know, and it, mm-hmm. it was staying parallel with us, but blah, blah, blah. But then we went to turn the corner to go to the movie theater. And next thing we knew, we woke up on the side of the road. My buddy who was riding shotgun when I woke up was now in the back of the car with my other buddy. And then we just went home kind of in a daze next day.
I would expect in that episode that all four of you have a little bit different take. I'll also expect that your blood genetics were unique to the abduction. So the vessel, I know the individuals running this vessel, no problem. I'll assume that there is a few of you with blonde hair and blue eyes.
My one buddy and I have brown hair, blue eyes, but yeah.
Okay, so what they'll do is that's a targeting. That was a big targeting area throughout 50s, 60s, 70s. Probably slows down in the 80s for doing mapping, DNA restructuring, genetic harvesting. So they're just taking tests of you.
I gotcha. Okay.
So
last question, then I'll get off the phone. Now, I know you said that some people things have to be limited in your interaction or whatnot. First off, I heard you were coming to the Southwest. I would love to take you out on a treasure hunting trip if you got the time. If not, that's okay. But the
the funny thing about it is we have one of our team members in Arizona. I want him to go meet Donnie and anyway, it's funny because this individual bought a metal detector and has been digging up a gold mine. And so we'll take you up on that. We're good. Thank you for your call. Outstanding job. Great question. Lauren on line one, are you still there? Thank you for your patience. The other line, I guess, is broken. Lauren, are you there?
Hi, Q.
Hi, Q. Say hi, Mermaid.
Hi, Mermaid.
Hi.
Hi. I love you both so much.
Oh, we love you too.
I think I'm doing a little bit better, Q, with not being so nervous when I call in. I'm trying.
We'll see. I'll see what I can do about that. How are we doing today? What you working on? What are you playing with?
Well, Q, I've been playing with Omnipresence, and I was driving to the beach this week. I just wanted to go to the beach. And I remember last Saturday you mentioned that Mermaid Ra was in one of the bodies that she was in, of vessels, was a singer. So I started singing this song. I was belting it out in the car on the way to the beach, and I sang it over and over. And I recognized myself in the harmonics. And I'm like, oh, I've always loved this singer. And I don't know why, but anyway, so I recognized myself or a portion of myself in that individual. And I said to myself, was that me too? Or is that my head or my heart? And so at first I just accepted it. I'm like, okay, yes, that was, I'm going to accept that. But then my head came in. Oh no, that's no, what are you nuts? So the real question is trusting myself. You know, I'm working on this. I talk to y'all all the time. I'm working on trusting myself. And there's a deeper meaning to this question. I won't go into it. But the omnipresence piece, it's just very interesting to me. And was that, too, was that my head or my heart? And I know I can answer that, but I'm still with the training wheels here, and I just need a little bit of assistance.
Do you like the musician Loretta Lynn?
Oh yeah, I mean I don't listen to it a lot. Don't listen to her a lot, but yeah.
All right, cool. Okay, so watch this. Okay, so let's add.
You might want to buy her CD. Okay.
How many people will be born this year? Okay, we don't know the number. That's okay. Okay, watch this one. Okay, how many people will die this year? Which one's going to exceed the other? Probably more people are going to die than people are going to be born. Is that, we could probably that side, right? Okay, so now let's times that by, let's see, 50 years, last 50 years. So
I'm right here. I'm here.
See, they don't like that one. They don't like that one.
I'm here. So like, I'm here.
All right. I think I'm coming back in. You got me?
Q? Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. All right. We lost me at break down the roles, I believe. Okay. So if we have multiple good topic, as you can tell, that's why we get the breaks. You can thank Bill Gates for this one. So when we look at the attrition rate of how many people are dying and how many people are born, you can see that it's upside down. So you can actually almost count the volume of spirit is taking over human bodies. That's why there's so many clones here, is because there's so few light beings with volume, this much volume of light. So the omnipresence that you're talking about is really, really getting more obvious. So the superstars are going to be us. The superstars at work, in business, in music, in entertainment, in theater, is going to favor us, where the most of the people, when you go to the airport, they're probably not people. If you see a million, the most of the people at the fair probably aren't people. Most of the people at the football game are probably not people to the degree of what you're utilizing. So what's in them is my real question, because we see so much diversity. So trust your heart is my suggestion. I assure you, where you're at, if you've made it this far, you're well on your way going through the roof. Does that help you?
So, it does.
And you know, if you're getting that strong inclination of a feeling of like that example of, I'm sure this singer is me, then what else can you say? That is your knowledge. The mind always comes in secondary to squash our heart knowledge. That's why they gave us the mind. You know, so we start getting heart-based true knowledge, and then the other portion of us that isn't really us, the mind, has to come and shut it down and give us the doubt. I always think if there's doubt and fear with anything I know or anything at all, you wonder where it's coming from. It's not you. So then you've got your clear compass on what's you and what isn't you.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you're unsure, that's not you. So that's the easy part.
But the first inspirational, exciting, knowing moment that you're like, oh my gosh, this is me singing, that would be, I would imagine, the true knowledge.
Yeah, and a suggestion.
That's why you got the excitement with it through the heart.
Yeah, and one solution is I command my spirit to verify I was this person. You could do that. It gets a little granular, and what you'll typically get will be chills going up your legs. Typically, you will get chills. If it doesn't come from the base of the spine through the heart center, you can't trust it. So if it comes through the mind, but make it even simpler. I command my spirit while you're listening to your favorite song. Is this me singing? And your heart center will give you validation. Not your mind. Does that help?
That helps a lot. Thank you so much. And I sing to you both all the time.
and
I've been sending you hugs and kisses with the silver platter. Sorry, Keith. My silver platter's got a lot of stuff on it. I send you hugs and kisses.
That's beautiful.
All right, BBS Radio, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you for your call.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Out of the respect, I've been hogging their airways all day. All day is my day. What do you think? Do you think we got some work done?
We're finishing up.
Yeah, we have to go. We got to get it going. Out of respect to the next caller. It does go quick.
Yeah.
What does it say? What do you say when you're having fun? Time flies.
Yeah.
I love you all day long. Thank you so much for your understanding of me and Mermaid. It means the world to us to see the incredible advances you all get. Teach us every day, please. Teach us. Keep calling and calling and calling. He keeps calling and calling. And I'm going to get you out of school, just like Ferris Bueller. I love you very much. I love you very much.
So much love to you all. Thank you for listening.
Have a good day, BBS Radio.
Love you. Bye.
Thank you for your help. We'll call it a day. Great day to you. Bye-bye.